Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, we've got a lot for the Queen here. First of all, get back on Twitter now. Get back on Twitter.
Y'all
now,
miss me,
I do.
Huh?
I do miss you on Twitter.
I know. You do not miss your water till your well runs dry. I understand.
Yeah, I need my Shaletta fix on Twitter. Okay, I need to get to your questions in a second, but I want to revisit this. We started the show with this. Excellent feedback. I want to get back to it. For the audience, famous individuals in the state, across the country, across the globe, what are they giving out for Halloween? As an example, Shaletta, we started with Tim Walz, the governor.
The governor of this
Dave,
great state.
Dave, you want to review some of the things we suggested for Tim Walz? You can include all of them.
Yeah, well, I think the best giveaway, I mean, you wanted to give away fraud certificates. That's
fraud
awesome.
Certificates,
I'd
yeah,
love
yeah.
the governor to give away some of his old whistles, clipboards, and stopwatches from the coaching days, Coach Walz.
Yeah, rocks and cows, because, you know, the rocks and cows comments. Kevin O'Connell, I suggest he could give away the running game because they never use it. Kevin O'Connell, a fake shoulder because he really didn't care about Carson Wentz's shoulder. Donald Trump, we suggested dancing lessons because he's very good, not the hips, not the lower body, but the upper body dancing.
Upper body.
Shaletta would give away, let's go, Dave, a very famous person here, blue gloves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say she'd give away little hand-drawn maps to the nearest gas station where you can find a restroom.
Yeah. All other suggestions. Jason DeRusha would give you directions to his 747 homes and his 747 sponsorships.
He'd also give you the QR code for his Venmo, so you can just send him money directly.
Yes.
And he could give us little he could hand out little samples. You know how you go to Costco on Saturday morning and have samples. He's in with so many of these restaurants that he could just have like little trays and samples, and people could come and they could get samples, and they could walk away with their little torts and their little frittitas and stuff like that. That's what I would appreciate.
Adam and Jordana would give away children because they both have declared they really don't like children, even though they've had...
They have a million children between them.
I mean, between them, they have like 47. They don't like dogs. And today, you know, Adam's bringing up something his mom did 800 years ago and embarrassing her. So they would give away...
Not Miss Cheryl. Yeah. He acting up with Miss Cheryl.
They would give away decency, apparently. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Adam could do hair removal for any hairy kids that come up, right? He can have like some Nair, spray it on, wipe it off as they go.
Adam Carter would also give away plain cough drops, you know?
Let's
not forget. You should have been here, Dave.
And
Adam Carter is I mean, like 10 seconds away from dying.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Shaletta immediately springs into action.
I did. I ran.
I mean, it was like Wonder Woman. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It was like the original. It was like Linda Carter. Like she got the lasso going, everything.
Yes.
And provides him as he's choking his last breath and provides him with a menthol plain cough drop. And he says, this is it. Not flavored.
I'm still mad at Dan Cook for going to find him a cherry cough drop and saving his life. Because in my mind, I had already written his eulogy.
Yeah. I mean, at that point, do we think, you know, considering the hassles he's caused all of us, do we think you made a mistake?
I think we should have let him go. I think that, you know, at some point, there's a time for everybody to go on to meet their maker. And his maker was at the door. I mean, I saw it. I saw a shadow. And I saw him walk into the light. And I reached around and pulled him away from the light. I should have just let him walk into the light, Carolyn. I should have just let him.
Adam would give away his Bruce Springsteen ticket since he's leaving. Yes. People are getting it. Let's go. More texts. Famous people giving out what now?
And what are you giving out, sir? While you're trying to figure out what everybody else is giving out, what are you giving out?
Well, that's up for other people to decide. You know, what other people. So now I get this text. Keep them coming. Famous people, including people on the station, me, whoever you want to offer up. I get a text from
Nick Cannon can give out condoms. He's got a million kids.
Oh my God, Nick Cannon. Who else is in it? Adrian Peterson. He's up there?
Yes. Adrian Peterson, the condoms.
Anthony
please.
Edwards,
yes.
Is that
what? Anthony Edwards,
he's at
yes.
like four, and
he said, don't leave me out of the race. Yes. I'm in the race, too.
I'm in the race. That's right. Well, with Adrian Peterson, he's racing, too. He's driving too fast.
Yes. What is going on with him?
Joe Biden would give him paths he's going.
Invisible pens, some erasable pens.
Kamala might be giving away answers because her answers are so circuitous. Okay, now you have sent me a text. I am doing something that I haven't done since 2006. 2006.
Yeah.
And adds, that was the year she married the now hostage-held Sean.
I'm doing something that I have not done since 2006. 2006 was the year I got married, so I want y'all to guess what I might be doing now.
I've got it. It's got to be you're having a date. You're going on a date?
No. Wrong answer, sir.
Wow. Dave, wrong wasn't answer. That by far the leading contender? Didn't you think?
Cooking something for herself?
Yeah.
Baby, ding, ding, ding. That is it. That is it.
Really?
I am cooking for myself for the first time since 2006. Once I got married to Sean, who is an amazing cook, I might as well call him a man a chef, I stopped cooking, right? I just take care of the babies, keep the house clean, make sure the laundry's done, and, you know, try to raise his blood pressure, right? And so he finally got smart. We got a divorce. So now he lives out of town. He lives in Wisconsin. So he no longer lives here. He works there. He's got a place. Look, you all happy for him. You know what? You know, he did not get you in the divorce, okay? When we divorced and we split up all of our friends, you went with me, and I don't think you realized.
Really dismayed by that, too. I mean, I was really, really, when I got the phone call, and it was you know, like a draft when they call you, Dave, and I was just praying that it was Sean on the other line, and no.
You were like Shador Sanders, just waiting for the call.
It came up Brundage, and I'm like, please. Please, it's Sean. Texter suggests, I thought 2006 was the last day Shaletta hosted her own show.
Cold-blooded, so cold-blooded.
Okay, so what are you making?
I am making taco soup. I called a girlfriend who's a great cook. She told me to go on this allrecipes.com website, and I got on there, and I was so overwhelmed. It's like 11,000 recipes, and I'm like, where do I even freaking start? I don't have time to be looking through this stuff. They've got butternut squash lasagna and all these recipes. I was like, I just need something quick and simple so that it can be ready when my kids get home from school because they're tired of eating McDonald's and Raising Cane's, and I'm tired of paying for it. So she gave me a recipe for taco soup, just some ground meat, some kidney beans, some corn, some tomato sauce, some Rotel, brown the meat, put everything in a pot, and so it's simmering right now. I have no idea what it's going to taste like, but this is the
chili. I think, Dave, is it possible that Shaletta's just making chili and she's calling it Taco soup.
Taco soup.
I mean, probably close.
I mean, I love tacos, Lois. Dave, have you ever heard of taco soup?
No, I have not.
No, okay. Well, that's maybe it is chili. I don't know.
I think that's what you're making.
And tomato sauce and beans. That's chili?
Yeah, I think. Now we'll have to add another great friend of ours, Susie Jones.
Okay.
This was early in this. Was it early summer or was it maybe even late spring where Susie brought in chili and then we start having some of it? What did we discover, Dave?
It did not contain any chili powder.
Yeah, no chili powder.
So that's taco soup, see?
I guess that is taco soup. So, okay. Are the kids also participating in the taco soup, or are you just experimenting on yourself?
Well, no, the recipe is for, it's a big pot, right? And so the recipe is for a family of six. We're a family of four because, you know, Andrew escaped as well. And so we're going to be eating on this for the, stop clapping. So we're going to be eating on this for the next couple of days. So this is a family meal. This is the first. I got a headache. I don't know if you can hear the anxiety in my voice, but I literally have not cooked a meal for my family since 2006. This is going to be my first meal.
Hold on a second. I smell something. I smell, you know what I smell, Dave? You know what I smell? Fear from the three children who are at the house. Yeah. Fear.
Mom, will you take the first bite,
yeah,
please?
Yeah. Mom, get back to us tomorrow. Okay, let's see if you make it. All right, let's pause. Among the texts suggesting what I would give out, Chad would continue to give out the bad advice. Chad is going to give away a can of Fresca to each kid. I had not had a Fresca in a decade plus, and at the greatest golf course in Minnesota, without question, Northland Country Club, they have Frescas, Dave. The Fresca is tremendous.
Fresca is just so underrated. Do y'all still do the underrated? Fresca is underrated.
Dave, where do you stand? Overrated, underrated, properly ready Fresca?
Overrated.
Oh, God. Get it. Go over there and have some taco soup.
I'm going to make him a big old bowl. I'm going to make him a big old bowl.
Let's see. Chad is giving away scuffed Pro V1s. I'm capable of that, too. I'm very.
Yes.
And the way I played this year, they're scuffed rather quickly. That is for sure. More of the taco soup queen, Shaletta, in moments. Shaletta could go to Stretch Lab. You two don't live that far apart, correct?
No. Woodbury, Cottage Grove, we're neighbors.
You're maybe 5-10 minutes away. I know there's a Stretch Lab very close to you.
Yes, there is.
Maybe the two of you tomorrow, you and Shaletta, you could go stretchlab.com.
Buddy Stretch.
And, you know, when Q and I go, sometimes we're at the same time and we're similar benches right next to other. Sometimes it's like a 5, 5:30, 6, 6:30. You and Shaletta could go because Shaletta will be recovering from the taco soup. And you, I mean, you'll be exhausted from knocking on the door and ringing the doorbell, right? So who doesn't need stretching? We all need to stretch. First of all, do it at home. But also, go to Stretch Lab. There are 13 locations in the metro area. Train professionals who will help you out. Shaletta could bring her kids. She has three children on the spectrum who are amazing kids who continue to make great progress. They could use better stretching. Dave, guy runs triathlons. He could use better stretching. Jason, with all the Livia success, everybody can use Stretch Lab. Try it. They'll evaluate you. You get that 50-minute session. You'll feel better right away. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we have just broken the news, Shalette. I don't know if you're aware of this, but Halloween is tonight. We are breaking that. And okay, so what is the scenario tonight? Because Sean has escaped. And you have
Andrew's not here.
You have three kids, and we have Halloween. We have kids who might want to get dressed up. We have people coming to the house. How are you handling the process?
So I got costumes for the kids. We've got a Fred Flintstone, and we've got Elphaba, and we've got some type of zombie that's not going to see the light of day. So I went and got a ninja outfit, and so again,
what is it, cancel culture over there? I mean,
it's very cancel culture. I don't want to have bad dreams. I don't want to watch my children looking like they just ate somebody and look like they've been eaten. So, yeah, you're going to be a ninja. You're going to be a ninja. So that costume somehow, we can't find it. I don't know where it is.
The
scary one. I don't know. Have you looked for it? Look in the trunk.
I was invited to Andrew's graduation party, but was also told I was not allowed in the house.
Okay. Don't come in the house.
Quentin was allowed in the house. I was not allowed in the house.
That's my boo. That's my baby.
Yeah.
So we got a little tray outside. We're going to put the candy in the bowl. We got a sign that says one handful, right? And we got a little – okay, so anybody else besides me cheating, we got one bag of really, really good candy, and then the rest is the cheap stuff. And so I'm going to mix the good stuff with the cheap stuff.
It's like I'm talking to Harrigan here. I mean,
so that I don't look like the cheap neighbor, right? So they will get maybe a Kit Kat or a Twix or a bag of M&Ms in there, but they're also going to get the cheap stuff. So I got one big bag with 200 pieces of candy in it, and that's the good stuff, the Kit Kat, the Skittles, the Twix, the all that good stuff, right? But then I got all the cheap stuff, like loads of that stuff.
Where did you get the cheap stuff?
I went to Hy-Vee.
Well, Hy-Vee's very nice.
Oh, Hy-Vee. Okay, so for any parent out there who forgot that tonight was Halloween or you got busy, there's tons of candy. They have a whole candy aisle. And I just really appreciate that because
Hold on a second.
You're
telling me a grocery store
pre-Halloween
has Halloween candy?
No. Yeah. Apparently, you ain't been.
Breaking news.
Nope, you haven't been looking because there have been times where, like, right before Easter or right before Halloween, that you go in and you have nothing to choose from. Because
it can get watered down.
It can get watered down, get dicey. Your selection's a few. So what I'm saying is they've got all the bags there. And I was just talking to Mike, the manager, when I was there buying the taco soup.
Yeah.
And he was like, I was like, thank you so much for having all this variety. I'm just getting a chance to buy the candy. It's 1:30, and, you know, Chaz pushed me off for my regular time slot, so I have a little bit of extra
Kevin
time.
O'Connell,
so,
not me.
So I'm going to go ahead, and he was like, yeah, we got tons over there. And I went over there, and he did not lie, and he did not disappoint. There was tons of candy over there. So I just appreciate having that variety, and I also appreciate being able to mix the good stuff up with the cheap stuff.
Bam.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's my dilemma. So a little busy getting ready to travel. My oldest son is getting married next week. Yeah. So how about that?
Yay.
So I'm going every which way but loose. So my significant other, this is the first time we've combined on the Halloween festivities, and I've trusted her to buy the candy.
Okay.
What if she comes? What if she's at the house already now? And she has disgusting candy.
Like she got Twizzlers, just
yeah,
nothing but
Twizzlers. Maybe candy corn, right?
Bit of honey.
Bit of honey.
Mm-hmm.
Is
Mike
that
and Hikes.
Yeah,
okay.
We're about to fly tomorrow to go to the wedding. Is that grounds for dismissal if I go through the candy and I'm just completely disgusted by it?
You tell her there has been a ground stop. Okay.
You said,
hey, you know, TSA, air traffic controllers, there's a ground stop at MSP. And so you sit right here. I will be right back.
Yeah.
And then you.
I don't know. I'm trusting
her. You know, you got trust issues. Why are you trusting anybody? You got trust issues. What is
I do.
Wrong with
I
you?
Do have trust issues. That is 1,000% correct. I just have too much to do. I've put too many things off, and this could be it. This is the
end of, like, Boys to Men, the end of the road.
Yeah.
This might be the end.
I might
of
have
the
to play that song for her when I look right and say,
jelly beans, just silly stuff.
Yeah. Toothbrushes. Mm-hmm. Toothbrushes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
no, maybe she got some goldfish. You know, they got for all the healthy parents. Maybe she got some granola. You know, maybe she got some little granola snack bags. Maybe she got a little advice for the kids, like, you know, little slips of paper for them to take in a fortune cookie that gives them advice and math problems and stuff. Maybe she got something like that.
That would be a problem. Mm-hmm. Are you are you confused and actually participating in your show tomorrow?
I am participating in my show, and I have an amazing guest. You'll be so proud. This is very good name recognition. Amanda Brinkman is coming on my show.
Okay.
Yep, I have Amanda Brinkman. I'll be on from 12 to 3.
Okay.
And I have a whole
Can I admit,
of
Dave, Amanda Brinkman, I feel like I'm pretty good at recognizing a lot of names.
Dave, does Amanda Brinkman ring a bell for you?
Deluxe, right?
Yes, come on. Okay, so do you remember
George
Floyd died?
That's right.
They had the TV series with Baron Davis, the basketball player.
Oh,
he produced that.
That's
and
right.
They did features on all these businesses. You know, in Minneapolis and in St. Paul, they did the spokesman recorder and Lip Esteem, and she went out and that it was like season 5 or 6. It was some kind of a business, you know, small business show, and she did that. But she does a lot of public speaking, and she does a lot on purpose, like finding your purpose. So what is your purpose? Like, if you had to say what your purpose was, Chad Hartman, what is your purpose? What do you wake up every day? What are you living for?
Small Business Revolution, I think was the show.
Small Business Revolution. That's it. That's it. Well, so she does a lot on purpose. She does a lot of keynote speaking and talking about purpose. So what's your purpose?
What is my purpose? My purpose is a couple things, right? It's driven first of all, for my children and their happiness. A lot of it is driven by this show, the commitment I have, and to have joy, laughter, and enrichment. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. That's good. Okay, Dave, your purpose?
Getting out of here by 3:10.
and celebrating the next 10 days when he's not going to get 77 texts from me on guest and topic suggestions. Yeah. How about you? What's your purpose?
Making money. as much as possible, because I like to bless people and help people. So the more money I have, the more people I can help. Because, you know, I'm not riding around in the Lexus or Tesla. I still got the nine-seater from 2013. But, you know, the more that I have, the more I can do. And so, like, right now, you know, some of the organizations are calling me, like, Shaletta, can you help us buy Thanksgiving baskets? Because they don't have the money. SNAP is getting cut. And so, you know, people are calling on me because they know that I show up for community. And I've got at least, like, two or three requests from people. Like, we got 250 Thanksgiving baskets to feel. What are we going to do for these kids for Christmas? Can you do this, that, or the other? And so I'm like, yeah, we're going to make it happen. So I need to make as much money as I can to help as many people as I can.
Here's another thing that my purpose is for more people to text here to understand joking and sarcasm when it's incredibly obvious, except for this texter. You put someone else in charge of the candy. Be grateful that you have one less thing to do. It's for the kids, not for you. Who cares what kind of candy is purchased and handed out? Man, to quote the Levitard show, you don't get the show. Jesus
Christ. Very important. And you're a new house. You're in a new neighborhood. People are going to be judging you by the candy that you select.
Absolutely.
Okay?
It matters.
That's what it was.
It matters. Yeah. It represents that candy, represents who you are as a person.
Stick out of your butt and laugh a little bit. We're just seeing this note, too. You know, Charles finally showed some backbone, and it's now Andy. As opposed to Prince Andrew, thank God. I'd like to see some of that information in this country, too. Now the news is just breaking that he doesn't have to even move out of the residence until after Christmas. Kick his pedophile butt out of that house today.
So he gets to celebrate Christmas in the house, his taxpayer dollar.
And also, let him face the authorities, too.
I was just going to say, is there any kind of consequence other than him losing a title? If I do all that criminal activity and all I get is kicked out of the house and lose a title, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Yeah. All right, love you. We'll talk soon.
All right.
Am I wrong? Next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go, Dave Harrigan.
Do you want me to call you next week, by the way, and just do this over the phone?
It's a five-hour time difference. Sure, let's go.
All right, we'll give you a ring.
Would I then be would I then be providing? Am I wrong, or would I just be a participant?
Well, I think you'd be doing your normal thing next Friday while you're off. I believe that's Susie Jones will be filling in.
Okay,
and I'm sure she won't really understand the game anyway. So let's just have you do it. Love you, Susie.
Yes, because she's listening.
Yeah,
she's already texted me. Yeah, great stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah. Buddy.
Well, let's get into it.
Yeah, let's go.
Halloween theme today, given the festivities of the day. And let's start with this one. Let's be done. Let's be done with growing the gourds, with everyone getting gourds. We're done with gourds. We don't need to pile them up around our houses, have them cascading down the front porch to celebrate the Halloween season. We need to be done with gourd growing in this country. I'm not talking specifically the pumpkins for jack-o'-lanterns. That's fine. That's
good. Oh, you just bring it up on coincidence of Halloween, a pumpkin holiday, and it just happens to be your attack on gourds.
Yes, because it fits the season, like
yeah.
I said.
Yeah.
Have you been paying attention?
Gourd hater.
You can keep.
Well, that's fine, but you said this has nothing to do with, you know, pumpkins.
No. If you're going to carve the jack-o'-lantern, the big jack-o'-lantern pumpkin, that's okay. That could be a fun activity. But we're talking mostly the small pumpkins that you don't carve, the little decorative ones, or how about the goofy-looking things with all the twists and turns and warts on them? Disgusting-looking gourds. Do you know how much Americans are expected to spend on decorative gourds this year? I looked it up. Any idea?
$17. For the entire United States of America.
Entire country.
Yeah, exactly. $17.
No, it's actually a little bit more than that. It's up 6% from last year.
Yeah.
$834 million.
No way.
$834 million on decorative gourds. Years ago, it became culturally acceptable to get the artificial Christmas tree. I think we need to start the fake gourd business, okay? Enough of this. Stop it. Stop. We need to stand up to Big Gourd. Tell them to start growing something worthwhile. We don't need to spend nearly $1 billion every year on such nonsense.
Am I wrong? Of course you are. By the way, have we ripped the Anoka guy who normally is Mr. Giant Pumpkin and he didn't live up to the bill this year?
I mean, everyone has an off year.
Yeah, well, Mike Jordan didn't. I thought he was the Mike Jordan
You're
of
right,
pumpkin
he just went and played baseball for a couple
yeah,
of years.
Well, yeah, I mean, made it all the way. Did he play in a game? Yeah, he did. Pumpkin guy didn't play in the game this year. Very disappointed.
You know what? Maybe this is his Washington
Some
Wizards era.
Some of us enjoy the decorative items. Apparently, do you also go to other people's homes inside and say, nope, that piece of artwork doesn't work? I mean, how long have you hated? You know what? You belong on the Adam and Jordana show. Hated on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I like... Now, you're right. The tiny pumpkins, what's the point of the tiny pumpkins?
Okay. I'm wrong. I'm right. The committee's wrong, right?
Well, you gave 19 opinions on
Chad
the gourds.
Chad Waffling Hartman over here.
No, not at all.
Flip-flopper!
No.
Flip-flopper!
No. In fact, you know what? You're 100% right. Have every tiny, bizarre gourd known to mankind. We had the deflating gourds, and they went down. We cut the gourd too early. You're aware too early. I enjoy children's happiness. You enjoy children. You know, what are you giving out? Like a penny at your house? I can only imagine how cheap things are.
One single penny. Kids, fight over it.
Yeah.
Good luck.
You throw one
blood sport right here.
It's like UFC in Woodbury for the penny.
No. The gourds, the decorative gourds, are never for the children. The children don't give a darn about your little warty gross-looking gourd. No.
So are you against...
they're all for the parents.
What else
show
is,
off.
So
look at how many gourds I can fit on my porch.
Just two pumpkins, that's it.
No, everyone in the family can have a pumpkin if
can
they want.
Can you have...
But the goofy-looking things,
some of the
get
scary decorative items out there, too?
Such as?
Like a witch.
Sure, go for it.
Yeah? How about a little hay that you can sit on?
If you'd like some hay, you can have some hay. I'm simply taking on Big Gourd. We can do better things with that landmass that goes towards gourd production.
Okay, where else are we going to use these gourds if we're not using them
for
Halloween?
We're not going to. We're going to stop growing them. Stand up to Big Gourd and say, you know what? We're done with you. We don't need you in America.
Famous Gourd, 651-461-9226.
Gordie Howe.
What was the Carter character? Gourd...
Gordon Lightfoot?
Yeah, Gordon Lightfoot. Yeah, we can stretch a lot of gourds. I mean, Gordie Howe didn't count either.
John Gordon.
Just got to be Gord. You know, it's got to be Gord. Was it Gord Turnblock? I think Adam had a bit, something like that. You know, no, not Gordon. Doesn't Gordon Gecko doesn't count either. It's just Gord. Come on. You're getting too, you're stretching your gourds. Let's go. What's next?
You've never seen me stretch my gourds, believe
no.
me.
No.
Staying on the Halloween theme, we're moving away from gourds.
Mm.
Might be too late for most this year. I imagine they've already got their everything all set up for the trick-or-treaters. But remember a little tip the committee's about to give you for saving a little money next Halloween.
It could be a
bit of an expensive holiday, depending on the decorations, all the costumes, the candy. You can spend a pretty penny. So, you know, the economy's tight. Let's help you out a little bit. Pay attention to what your kids are excited about tonight. When they get home, they dump out the treat bag.
Yeah.
They start grabbing at their favorites. Oh, I like the Reese's. I like the M&M's. I like the, you know, whatever it is. Also, more importantly, pay attention to what they don't care for. The ones they sort of push to the side. Yeah. I don't want the Twizzlers. Skittles, not my thing because they're disgusting. All right, then when the sugar rush ends, they finally pass out in bed. You sneak over to the candy hall. You pull out what they don't want. Guess what you're doing? You're saving for next year already. You're saving your teeth, cutting back on dental costs. They won't
Why
miss the garbage can.
But you had a poison.
You've already
to the
got the bowl
kids.
Already at least partly filled for next year. You're welcome, America.
Am I wrong?
From the committee.
You are an awful human being. 1 year later, candy.
Yes.
How about if, like, let's say. How about this? You know, you got the Reese's peanut butter cups, most of them come with two. Why don't you eat one and then just put the other one back in on its own? Willing to do that?
No, because the Reese's should be eaten. They're actually a good candy. However, I will tell you, and this is God's honest truth, last night my lovely wife gave me the clearance to go into last year's candy bag, which is still not fully eaten because the kids got distracted by Christmas candy and Easter candy and all the other stuff. And take
they're
out the
that
things
busy.
That would still
I mean,
be usable.
That busy, they couldn't get to
lot
it.
Going on. Lot going on. The Dum Dums, the Tootsie Roll Pops, the other suckers that they didn't actually want, all going in the bowl tonight.
2 days? 2 years? Is that fine, too?
Sure.
Honestly.
No problems.
Who is the Woodbury police chief, and how soon can I send him to your place? More of Can I Poison Your Children next. I want to talk a little Amber Scholl. Maybe Dave might want to call Amber today. Dave Aragon, TeamScholl.com. Update your liability insurance when kids are showing up, you know.
They won't trip over any gourds, I'll tell you that
they
much.
They won't trip over gourds. They'll bring their kids from last year, like, in a wheelchair because you poison them and they're not the same. You'd be like, hey, that's on you.
Them's the brakes.
That's on you. Amber is great. Her team is great. Insurance is a pain in the butt and it's expensive. It just is. American families who Amber works with, you need a well-established company. That's a given. Do you really want just a 1-800 number? Do you want to, every time something bad happens or you want to check on insurance, that you wait on hold, you get music, but you wait and wait and wait, and it's a different person each time. Okay, let me check your policy. They don't know your history. You go to TeamScholl.com, S-C-H-O-L-L.com, and whether it's Amber or somebody else with the team, they know your history. They know if you're a good driver. They know if you're an incompetent driver. They know if you just move, whatever it might be. They can work with you. Amber with this office for 15 years, run into for three. I've believed in the office so much. I'm Methuselah. I've been with this office for 35. Trust me. Reach out today. TeamScholl.com.
The Blizzard. Johnny Cash.
Oh, goody. The Friday edition of Am I Wrong? Just a little dusting the snow a couple years ago. That's all it was.
No one ever even talks about that except you goofs who complain about the conversation about it.
The committee doesn't even have to go right now.
It's so stupid. Every year.
Please.
Oh, I don't need to hear about the blizzard.
This is the other stupid bit.
No one even says it.
This is the other stupid bit that's out there. You want to do your little routine, or are you guys a team now, you know? Is he participating, or is he just...
He just became a guest. Am I wrong, or I had something to say, but he just took over, and feel free.
This is the new game, acting like nobody talks about it.
No
Twitter
one talks about it.
Twitter was filled with it, all over the place, filled with it.
Show the evidence.
Receipts.
Let's see the receipts. This is like you when you say everyone's texting with negative, obnoxious comments, and it's just one guy.
When did I last say that?
All the time. You're saying it all the time. I can do this too. No evidence.
Where's the proof? Where is the proof? Oh, yeah. Nobody on any of the morning TV shows today brought up the Halloween storm. Is that what you're telling me?
Did you watch any of those shows?
Sometimes I know the sun's going to rise here and set somewhere else, so I'm fairly confident. I know you're going to come in wearing layers. Yeah. I don't have to see you. You know?
So you are impugning the morning shows of this town without, you have no idea.
Because I've watched your little dog and pony show before. If you were on if you were still on that 9 to 10 thing today, you still would have talked about it. Still would have had a smile on your face. Oh, where were you? October 31st, 1990. I remember where I was. Yeah. I was buying Peter Jennings another pack of cigarettes.
Right.
You know?
I would... not have done that. I probably would have gone with the same bit that I'm going with now. I've been on this train for a long
you
time.
You have been? It's
just kind of cranky old guys complaining. Come on.
Hello. Have you looked in the mirror lately? You're old and you're cranky.
Yeah. Which side are you on this issue? You're just, whatever I say, you're just punching back. Chad, very defensive.
Yeah. Nobody knows he's wrong.
He does.
I'm on the ropes. What do you have here?
Well, committee members Barry and Sherry were both listening yesterday, Chad.
They related? Or
no, it just happened to be rhyming names.
Be cute if they were married.
Yeah.
Anyway, they were listening yesterday when you and Bill Guerin conducted an absolute drive-by assault on these very airwaves, playing to the lowest common denominator of listeners by taking pot shots at candy corn.
Yeah.
Just
I did.
Hockey conversation. All of a sudden, let's rip candy corn.
I did also today when Ari brought candy corn in.
Yeah. And before you
and
do the
gross.
Patented twisting of the committee's words, let me be clear, candy corn, it's not the best candy out there to consume.
So
but
Jason
the abuse
is Mr. Counterculture.
From people like yourself, like Billy Guerin. I just want to sound like they're part of the in crowd. Oh, it's well over the top.
It's a big in crowd.
Way over the top. Candy corn by itself is... It's fine, whatever. But mixed with a bowl of peanuts, I'll tell you what, scrumptious. Scrumptious. You know, remember years ago, decades ago?
I don't.
A little band from Canada called Nickelback took over rock radio by storm, sold 50 million albums over the past decade. Also, the repeated butt of jokes by those who want to be on the cool crowd, the in crowd. Guess what? Candy corn, they are the Nickelback of treats. I'll tell you that right now. Once a smash
You are correct.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah. They're now
are.
Taking the
Thank
brunt
you.
Of pop culture scorn, but they are still selling out arenas, baby, from the people who get it.
Am I wrong?
Okay. Let me quote Jason DeRusha. Show me some proof right now that Nickelback is still showing out arenas.
They were at the X. Well, what's now Grand Casino, but the X just in 2023, the last visit to Minnesota. Sold it out, baby.
Is candy corn more accurately the Maroon 5 of...
Had their moment?
Had their moment.
Still
selling out. Still selling tickets.
I genuinely don't like it.
Really?
I tried it again. He saw me try it again.
Yeah, that was all performative.
Well, there was just me and you in here.
Ari was here.
Okay,
you did it to make him feel bad.
Who am I performing?
Who are you performing for?
Who was I performing for? There were three of us in the room.
The dozens of listeners?
We weren't even on air.
He was trying to put Ari down because Ari decided to do something nice, and he took a candy corn, put it in his mouth, and spit it in the trash. It was very rude.
Power play.
Yeah.
Power play.
I put him in his place.
Yeah. I'm the franchise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hartman is the name.
Candy corn. Disgusting. Don't hand it out. Jason, Mr. Optimist, he's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.